This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples. Nick McNamara also joining me on the other side of the glass here today. And our guest here today, Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins joining us. Cheryl, it's good to have you on.
Good morning.
This is going to be a fun show, I think, because we're going to talk a lot about Christmas. You know, 1 week from today, Christmas Eve.
Right.
And then Christmas Day the following day. So what you've done here today is you've compiled what looks like quite a list here of Christmas presents of the past.
Yeah, I wanted to take a look back and see what they were advertising as appropriate gifts 150 years ago, 125 years ago, 100 years ago, 75 years ago, and 50 years ago. And I'm also hoping that maybe your listeners will call in with some of their favorite Christmas gifts of the past. It'd be interesting to hear what made an impression on them.
Yeah, no doubt. My past doesn't go back quite that far, but, you know, I was talking with Dave here earlier, and we were kind of highlighting some of the gifts we used to receive. He mentioned Matchbox cars. I was more of a Hot Wheels guy myself. But it's interesting how the presents change over generations, isn't it?
Well, they do. And, of course, technology is part of that. And then just how life is. 150 years ago, 1868, we had just got the railroad. Railroad came here in 1866, so we'd only had the railroad a couple of years. But after the railroad came, then you could ship in all kinds of goods that you couldn't before. But in looking at the newspapers from 1868, it was really very low-key for Christmas. Really, in the Nationalist newspaper, there's only one actual ad that mentioned Christmas gifts, and that was Fox and Kimball's bookstore. And they said, holiday goods have arrived, and suggest writing desks, fine gold pens, ladies' work boxes, poems and elegant bindings. I'd be interested in how many folks get poems and elegant bindings for Christmas these days. Although I suppose lots of people will get books. Chromos, which I think is a print, colored prints, diaries for 1869, and I think people still get diaries, stereoscopes and views. So you could get a whole variety of things in 1868.
And if you think about the technology here in 1868, there wasn't a lot of stuff that we're used to here today, but I think pictures were kind of coming around. Photography was new, right?
Oh, yes. I don't know if people gave and received photographs for Christmas. That does sound like something that could easily be. And, of course, college towns have always been excellent photography towns. So Manhattan always had a lot of photographers. You have all those students, you know, with school pictures and marriage pictures because they're marriage age. And so Manhattan was a good photographer town.
Very cool. There's a lot of interesting things here. And I'm curious, too, you know, we've commercialized Christmas time so much. It's become a big shopping holiday.
Yes, and 1868, that really wasn't the case so much. I think the Christmas season centered on the church programs and those sorts of things. So not as much hoopla, I think, about Christmas in 1868.
That's very interesting how much we've changed here over the course of 150 years.
I imagine a lot of the gifts that were given back then were probably, you know, toy-wise, handmade.
I suspect that's always been the case. I got a handmade dollhouse when I was growing up. My dad made a really neat cardboard dollhouse for me. So, you know, I think over the ages you had that to some extent, but in those earlier days particularly. Manhattan in 1868 was just barely out of the pioneer era. And I think money was more scarce, goods were more scarce, and so, yeah, I'll bet lots of homemade things.
So, you mentioned here not as commercialized 1868. What if we flash forward here 25 years?
Yeah, 125 years ago, things were much more established, and there were many more ads on Christmas. And, in fact, one of the ones I really like is there was, in 1893, a full-page special holiday advertisements. They are for your benefit. Read them all, and says... And it gives all kinds of suggestions. Fox's bookstore is still in business. I was interested, though, that Varney's bookstore was also in business in 1893. Varney's then, I think the very next year, bought out Fox's. And so then Varney's, of course, continued up into almost the present. They advertised things like Lou Woodman's Choice Nuts, Fruits, and Confectionery, Cigars and Tobaccos, Blank Brothers Candies, The Best Made. So people would also buy special things to eat at Christmas time.
You know, one thing I'm noticing here, just looking at some of these ads, too, is that the language has changed a little bit here. It's a little more proper. Like, for instance, this one here says, for Christmas presents of all kinds, choice, tasty, and neat, at prices below competition, go to the leaders in novelties and low prices. Big Racket.
Yeah, the Big Racket. And one of the things I think is really interesting about that aid is the main thing they're showing are corsets. Well, I think that would be a dangerous Christmas gift these days.
Yeah, it would
be. And the only equivalency I could think of is if you gave somebody some Spanx for Christmas. And I really think you'd be walking on thin ice there.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't want to give that as a gift.
Well, only if you knew what you were doing, probably.
Maybe if it was on the list and not an assumed gift.
Absolutely. Sticking to the list can be a good idea many times. I think this full-page 1893 ad is interesting because they are advertising at Smith's Shoe Store ladies' warm velvet slippers. And slippers have long been a staple for Christmas giving. I didn't see any ads in 1868, but by 1893 and every year forward that I looked at, slippers were one of the things they were suggesting. And I was thinking about why not earlier but later. And one of the things I think is in 1868, stoves were your heating system, and of course it wasn't, your floors were really cold. People kept their shoes on. Even in 1893, they probably kept their shoes on quite a lot of the time because you had to go out to the outhouse. We didn't get a sewer system in Manhattan until 1908, so indoor bathrooms until at least the turn of the century weren't very common. But if you didn't have an indoor bathroom, you kind of kept your shoes on. And if your floors were really, really cold in the winter, you'd keep your shoes on. But 1890s, then you're starting to get better heating systems. You begin to get some steam boiler systems, and by that time, so maybe the floors weren't quite as cold.
What about toys? What is there anything here on toys? I see some, you know, skates.
Yes, skates. Ziegler's Hardware Store talks about fine skates, boys' sleds, and wagons. So I guess sleds and wagons were considered boys' toys. Bissell carpet sweepers. People still get vacuums for Christmas, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went into more adult things. One of the things I think is interesting with toys, Mrs. H.C. Maxwell, who was a milliner, so she sold hats, was advertising hats and toys at half price. And I think that's interesting because I think toys were a sideline in stores. Today we'll have toy stores, and the whole thing will be toys, or certain stores you think of as having toys, but evidently, businesses you wouldn't think of being a toy place, like a milliner shop, would put that in as a sideline.
Interesting. Very cool. Do we have a caller? No, okay. Well, let's take a quick time out here. We'll talk more about some Christmas gifts of the past here with Cheryl Collins when we return on News Radio KMAN.